Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Mr. Scott Dudley. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Pleasure to join you. We are joined by the Office of Education, Imperial County Office of Education today. And our topic is suicide prevention. September is Suicide Prevention Month, National Suicide Prevention Month. It is also National Alcohol and Drug Recovery Month. So we're going to do two suicide prevention shows beginning and end of September. And then we're going to have three shows in the middle on local area alcohol and drug recovery programs.
Two very important topics.
Absolutely. And it's our pleasure to bring this to you. Yeah.
And unfortunately, there's sometimes, so many times, they're intertwined, both of them. So.
Okay. Welcome. So welcome back. Rigel Garibay is a licensed marriage family therapist working with the Office of Education. And Johnny Cabrera is a prevention specialist working. And again, suicide prevention. And you guys aim mostly at schools. You know, schools are filled with children.
Yes.
And they may be really good spies or allies in this suicide prevention game. Talk to me a little bit about peer-to-peer.
Correct. And definitely they're part of the support system. And so I was talking before that I believe that we all need to be supporting each other and be on the same page in regards of whether it's suicide or other topics that help in the culture of the school and creating safe schools. And so definitely, young people are strong, important allies that we do need to get on at the same table, and we do need to have dialogue with them in regards to suicide. And something that I know that we're hopefully working on and working to see if we can actually get some safe talk trainings that I believe your department provides, and maybe get them out to the schools and not only provide for teachers and other staff, but for students. And as you talk, students need to be on our side. Students need to be our eyes and ears. And because, I mean, they're there. I mean, they're hearing it. I mean, they're getting more information than we do, for sure, from their peers. And therefore, we need to give them the resources, the information on what they need to look for as far as when it comes to suicide warning signs.
Well, and even if they're not asking the question, even if we don't bring them in as prevention interventionists, if you will. They at least can help if some of their friends are in distress and they notice. Because, again, my suspicion is kids are going to know first. They can help get that friend linked to an adult who can then help them be linked to whoever they need to be linked to, right?
Yes, definitely. And most of the times when you hear about suicide or school shootings, I mean, how many times do you hear that this young person who was distressed or committed suicide or hurt others told or talked about it beforehand? And unfortunately, the young people who heard it, their friends or peers, didn't notify anybody. And therefore, you know, tragedy happens. And so definitely we want to stop that or, you know, curb that as much as possible. And so definitely talking to young people and teaching them that it's okay to talk. And unfortunately, we hear a lot of negative when you know, young people themselves will say, well, no, I don't want to be a rat or a snitch or worse. And so teaching them that it's okay to talk, it's okay to find safe people they can give information to regarding their peers seeming distraught or upset or the different warning signs that we see when it comes to suicide. Teaching them that it is okay to talk to somebody,
sure.
Finding a safe person.
The responsibility of privacy is to know when it's dangerous enough that you have to go ahead and act on that, right? And we're, you know, Rigel was talking before the break about social media, which again is their world, not our world. Although we, you know, there's posers. I'm a poser. and how locked out typically adults are of these teenagers' social media worlds.
Absolutely. And I think with the adolescents, you're starting, you know, we're seeing that they're posting a lot of what they're feeling, what they're thinking, and what they're doing. And so by us going in and providing some of the suicide awareness, suicide education to the adolescents, they're able to start reading those signs within the words of, you know, their Facebook or
a tweet.
Yeah, a tweet or, you know, Instagram pictures if there's changes in them.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.